Bank America 500 here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Martin Truex, driver of number 78 Toyota. And Martin, your sixth victory of the season. It seems that with every win, your team celebrates a little bit harder in victory lane, but they clearly have a good time. So talk a little bit about your relationship with your team. You mentioned earlier in your interview following the victory that you guys knew you weren't very good on Friday, but you were determined to fix it on Sunday, and you did. So talk a little bit about the overall weekend and getting to celebrate victory lane.
Just overall, I mean, it's just amazing to to be a part of this team, to be on the roll we're on, have the confidence we have the partners we have, and I just feel like everything is just lining up the way we need it to. So we're definitely working hard. We're definitely enjoying it. Our guys work so hard; it's unbelievable. Everybody's all in, 100%. Our guys at the shop, our guys here at the racetrack, our pit crew training. I mean, just every part of our program today was flawless, and that's what it takes to win championships. So I feel very lucky to be part of this team. It's been an amazing couple of years, and I feel like it just keeps getting better. So we're going to keep working hard. We got our eye on the prize. We know where we want to go, and we still know there's some hurdles in the way. So we'll just keep focused and enjoy the good days as they come. At tomorrow, you know, starts preparing for at next week and the next round for sure.
Hey, Martin, congratulations.
Thank you.
You so if you rewind to back a few years to the way that the MWR thing happened and how it affected you and where you had to go, did you have any idea that you could recover from that and land in a spot like this and be in this position and actually see the championship for your taking?
No. when all that first happened, I didn't know if I'd ever be able to race in a series again competitively. I didn't know if I'd ever be able to have a chance at winning again. Furniture Row, I felt like, was a good opportunity at the time. It was not, you know, a consistent winner at the time, but it was a good opportunity. I felt like I didn't feel like I was taking a step backwards. So that was good. That felt okay to me. And it was exciting, to work with new people and a new team and a totally different way of doing things out in Denver. So it was a good kind of a fresh start, but it was a struggle for a while for sure. But I think the commitment from Barney and the family feel and the drive to want to be better and be, a player in this sport is really what caught my attention in 2014 when we were struggling. It would have been easy for him to give up on me and give up on, all the guys that were working there. Essentially, we changed the crew chief because Barrier wanted to move back to North Carolina, and that's all we changed. We went from a team that could barely run 15th to 20th to the next year making the Final Four. So it's a lot of the credit goes to Barney. But, I guess to go back and answer your question, I never seen it getting to where it is right now. This is just unbelievable. But we have a lot to be thankful for, and we have a lot of partners that make it possible. Barney's made some smart decisions along the way, obviously, teaming up with Toyota 2 years ago. The relationship we have with them, with TRD, sharing chassis with Gibbs, developing parts and pieces together, those type of things. It's just we're in a really great position right now. And a lot of that's because of Barney, his vision of the team, and his determination to want to be one of the top guys. So it's amazing to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it every single day. But I damn sure didn't see it coming the way it is right now.
Mike Hembree, USA Today. Does it feel better to win today or better to know that you don't have to really perform next week now?
Well, we definitely want to perform next week, so I won't say it that way. But I will say that it's going to be pretty awesome going to Talladega and saying, "Ah, what the hell, let's go race." Doesn't matter if we crash. Talladega's just been a tough track for us, just to finish. I mean, last year we probably had the best car we've ever went there with, and we ran 20 laps and blew up, So you just, God, there's so many unknowns there, and you can run up front all day long and finish 25th. You can run up front for 20 laps and get destroyed. You just never know. There's so much out of your control. So to go there and not have to worry about all those things is definitely a good feeling, but we'll go there and try to do everything just the way we did this weekend. We want to be the best we can be, and we want to get those bonus points and stop somebody else from getting them. But it'll definitely be a little bit of a different feeling to go there and not have that pressure, not have to worry about, you know, if we go out early for something crazy.
Tyler had the racing experts. Cole gave a lot of credit. Obviously, you guys had to come back a little bit today. He gave a lot of credit to the pit crew for helping you gain some spots and keeping you in this thing. Can you just speak a little bit to that from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's absolutely right. They were unbelievable today. They did a great job. They're a huge part of this team. They're a huge part of why we won today. You know, gaining spots on pit road, they got us the lead. We didn't pass the leader on the racetrack. We passed him on pit road, so... you know, once we got that, that was the big advantage, you know, to be the leader. It was, it was definitely hard to pass the leader, as we've seen. So, you know, at times I thought at the end maybe the four was a little faster than us, but, you know, once he got 3-4 car lengths, we were both kind of running the same line, so he couldn't really get any closer. So I'd say for sure the pit crew was unbelievable. They did a great job. They were fast and consistent, no mistakes, and that's what you need. Really across the board, the whole team was phenomenal, so. Making the right adjustments on a car that wasn't very good at the beginning of the race is something that's not easy to do. And, you know, they continued to give me the changes I needed and getting the car driving better the way I wanted it to. And then, you know, to add to that, gaining spots on pit road every time. I mean, that's what it takes to win races and win championships. And so, yeah, it felt great to just put a whole race together and be consistent. Serious? That's awesome.
Martin, most of the time they ask the driver who has not won or who has won one race. And you ask him how many he could have won, he'd say a dozen. You've won six. If everything had gone right, how many would you have won? And if you just had an average amount of work, how many would you have won?
In my career or this season? I think Janice says 30. I think honestly we probably could be sitting with 10, you know, 10 or so, and that's a realistic number, you know. I mean, this is racing. A lot of times things aren't going to go your way. It's just the way it works. But realistically, I think, you know, we could have won 4 or 5 more races, and that to sit here and say that after winning six just feels ridiculous. So just an amazing year and thankful for everyone. And honestly, we don't really think about the ones that got away. We just figure out how to not let it happen again, I think. And we've lost enough that we've learned a lot from them, I think. And hopefully that makes us better going forward.
All right, additional questions in the press box?
No further questions.
All right, we'll come back downstairs and leave Bob.
I got a question. What is the temperature in here? Are you kidding me? I'm like, I got the chills. I wonder why. I mean, this is really cush. I mean, you guys have it good in here. I'm just telling you. I'm like.
Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Packer, ESPN. I have two. The first is, I want to say that you told your team that when you started the race, you didn't think you had the car to win. Is that what you told them?
We weren't even close to being able to win at the beginning of the race, no.
And have you had that feeling in any of your other wins, or does that make this win any more big?
Hell yeah, great.
I would say that it's hard to compare because we started 17th, and that's a challenge at a track like Charlotte, you know, being back in traffic. It's really hard to get a sense of just where you stack up to the fast guys until you kind of get up there around them. If that makes any sense. But for sure, we had an issue with our tires that we qualified on. They didn't feel right. The car, the balance of the car went in a direction that we didn't expect it to, and that's why we qualified 17th. And then we had to start the race on those. And the car actually wasn't that bad on that first run. But when we put the second set of tires on, the balance completely changed in a way that we didn't expect it to. So then we had to play catch up. So I would say that we were probably worse off on that second run than we were the beginning of the race, but it was a balanced thing that was, I think, somewhat easily fixable. So I don't know. It's really hard to say. You know, sometimes you're off, and you, no matter what you do, you can't find the speed. Today I just thought we had the speed. We just didn't have the balance right, and once we got the balance right, we started picking them off.
All
posted Sherry posted a photo from her at home cheering you on. Could she not come because of treatment, or did she just not think you were going to race today, so she didn't bother coming out?
She probably could have came, but it was a little bit of the weather, and mostly that it's kind of risky for her to be around too many people right now, you know, after having chemo on Monday and germs, and, you know, something as simple as a cold could put her in the hospital. I mean, it's not worth the risk. So staying home, watching on TV, just, you know, hanging out with her mom and her family, relaxing. So, yeah, it was cool to see her tweet. I haven't even talked to her yet. I can't wait to call her, so we'll see.
Jacob Seelman, Race Chaser Online and Performance Motorsports Network. Martin, I got two for you. First, I asked Cole this a little while ago when he was in here, and he said a lot of the success of this unit has been about the people around you, but I feel like a lot of it has been the communication and the relationship that you two have had that just it clicks every time you guys get on a roll like this. What is it about that driver crew chief relationship between the two of you that has worked so well for you the last few years?
You know, I think for us it's just been a progression. You know, I think when we first got together, you know, we had similar backgrounds. Our dads raced. We grew up racing with them, short tracks and go-karts, and you know, he just went in a different path than I did. But, you know, I think we grew up just similar ways and have similar values, and the way we treat people, the way we, you know, our work ethic, what we're willing to do, and I think the way we enjoy racing, you know. So I think early on we realized that we had a lot in common. We both like the same things at the racetrack and approach racing in a similar fashion. And I think, you know, we each let each other do our own jobs and have confidence in our decisions. So I think that goes for our entire race team. That's, we have great people in place, and you know, they're allowed to do their jobs because they do it well. They're not micromanaged, they're not told what to do, they're not yelled at, or they're not fighting all the time. And of course, when you have success, things are always seem, you know, better than they are. But you know, I don't know, I just Cole's done an amazing job, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I try to show that, and he shows it back to me. And so, you know, that's why it works, I guess. But he impresses me all the time, so I'm definitely a lucky guy to have him as a crew chief. And it means a lot to me when he compliments me and shows that he has that confidence and that care and how much he cares about, you know, me and my family and all those things. So just a great relationship on and off the track, and you know, I definitely owe a lot to him for what he's done for me and our race team.
And talking about Sherry, obviously this has been a journey with a lot of different facets for both of you, and this season being as magic as it has been. Now, I've heard her talk about in the past, you know, just every step of this journey being one to appreciate. When you have days like this, especially one today where you fought through so much to end up where you are, as you go down, do each of these wins and each of these moments mean that much more, knowing everything that you guys have been and are continuing to go through?
Absolutely, I think they do. And I think we've learned to enjoy these moments a lot more and cherish these moments a lot more than maybe we would have in the past. And I think that goes for, honestly, our whole team. And if you've seen us in Victory Lane, it's like a bunch of little kids, the first time we'd ever done anything exciting. It's just a really fun group. They really appreciate it. They work so hard. They put so many hours into this and so much time away from their family. It's nice to see them have success. And, you know, for me, I enjoy that as much as the wins myself, you know, just seeing them succeed and seeing them be happy and seeing their hard work pay off. But it also feels pretty damn good for me, just after all those years of heartbreaks and getting close and not catching the breaks and all the things going the way you don't want them to, that, hey, you know, sometimes it is your turn. So that feels good as well. But we definitely don't take them for granted. We enjoy ourselves. We whoop it up and take in everything we can. And, you know, we're definitely not done celebrating this one yet.
Right. Jonathan Mayer, NASCAR.com. Martin, obviously, you know, you and Sherry have a lot going on during the week. When you get in that race car and strap that helmet on, is that an escape from you or from that for you? And what's the rush of emotions like, you know, when you jump out of the car in victory lane? When does kind of, you know, everything that's going on in your guys' world kind of hit you afterwards?
It's definitely like putting the blinders on. It's definitely like, you know, I flip a switch and I forget all about everything in the outside world when I'm in that car. And that's a really good thing sometimes, especially when you're going through tough times. So I've said this before that, you know, what we've been through and what Sherry's been through and what I've learned from her more than anything has it's helped me be a better racer. And it's helped me just deal with the emotions of racing and the ups and downs and the heartbreaks. I mean, for a long time it was rough, right? So, I mean, this sport is humbling as hell. You never know what can happen next week. You could win 10 races in a row and then all of a sudden you can't do anything right, you know? So just dealing with the ups and downs and keeping that level, that kind of even keel, and keeping your head on straight and understanding the things that are truly important, all those things are what I've really learned. And that's when you get out of the car after a big win, that's you start thinking about all that stuff, and that's when it hits you, you know. It just hits you like a ton of bricks. And it hit me today in victory lane, you know, and you, all of a sudden you can't talk. And you feel like an idiot, but there's just so many things that you're thinking about and so much emotion and so much you're thankful for because of, you know, this stuff is so hard. And you never know if you'll get another chance to do it. You just never know. So it's definitely an unbelievable feeling.
Martin, I want to ask you about what you just talked about. Was your emotion in victory lane mostly about Sherry? Was it about winning when you thought you couldn't?
Everything.
About kind of all the above?
It's just I couldn't hold it anymore. Sherry, it was thinking about her because she's not here. I know she really wanted to be. She hates missing, you know, seeing our guys succeed. And I know our guys love having her around when we win, and she's a fun person to celebrate with. So I thought about that. I thought about, you know, winning this first race of the round, the pressure kept coming off. It's just a lot of things, I guess, you know. And I was wore out. I just lost it for a minute. There's a lot going on. So, yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, it shows just how much this stuff means to us. You know, we put everything into this, everything we have, especially our team, just every day away from our families, like I said. And I think, you know, they had this car up on the plate on Wednesday or Tuesday with the nose cut off trying to make it better. I mean, just the effort that they put in is amazing. And to succeed and be a part of that, it just feels unbelievable.
Take our two final questions over here. We'll go, yep, and then Mike will come to you.
Peter Strada, the Sports Junkies 101. Martin, you now have over a full race worth of playoff bonus points. With that in mind, handicap yourself in the round of eight.
I don't know. We got three races in a round of eight, so we'll do the best we can in all three of them. And, you know, if we're lucky, we'll win one of them and get a free golden ticket.
Mike Neff, frontstretch.com. Congratulations, first of all. You mentioned keeping your eye on the prize. When you're sitting there, as you mentioned, putting on tires, coming out, and their balance being worse than it was when you qualified, do you allow yourself to have doubt creep in that maybe it's just not our day and we'll just ride it around and go to the next race? Or do you have enough confidence that this year has been so good that you know no matter what, you're going to have a chance to overcome and end up winning the race?
I think you'd when things are going well, that's one of the biggest advantages you have over the competition is not doing that, not second guessing, not questioning. You know, I just say, hey, here's what it's doing. Tell my guys this is what I need them to do, or, you know, figure out how to fix it, basically. So it's a great advantage to have that confidence in your team. And it's only there because if we've been in a situation before and they've shown me that they could do it, you know. So, yeah, it's an advantage, and I definitely didn't second guess it. I was a little worried. I was like, well, we're off quite a ways. You know, this is what I need. Good luck. And I'll do the best I can behind the wheel. It turned out to be okay. Thanks.
All right, Martin, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations on another victory, and best of luck next weekend.